Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 213 on April the 8th, 2022. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we'll cover the trades from last week on Hycroft Mining Holding Corporation, ChargePoint Holdings, and Cameco Corporation. And we discussed three new trades on Transocean Group, the United States Natural Gas Fund ETF, and Freeport-McMoRan. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show, or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the markets finished the week slightly lower, but relatively unchanged. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 96 points, closing the week at 34,721 points. The S&P 500 index lost 57 points, ending the week at 4,488 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. And the topic of the week this week is the time aspect of managing option risk. Now, for the next couple weeks, I'd like to discuss errors that people make in managing risk. One of the first possibilities with regards to options is time. When you place an options trade, there's automatically a time component to your trade. Therefore, if you don't match your time periods correctly, then the position will not be hedged effectively. This could mean hedging a longer dated option with a shorter term option. Ideally, your hedge would match the time until expiration of your position, of your main position. So if it expires, if your hedge expires prior to your position closing, then you'll need to pay for another hedge. An example of this would be trying to hedge a June option exposure with the May option. Now, the other end of it works. You can hedge a May option with the June option because that June option's time value will still end up covering the full duration of your main part of your trade, which would be May. So there are times when I sell a short month option and I purchase a longer dated option against it. And in that scenario, the longer dated option can be exercised to cover the risk of the shorter term option, kind of like my May-June scenario just a minute ago. So this, of course, is only one of the examples of how a mixed match of time can either work for you or work against you, but it's definitely something to be aware of as you begin building out larger option trading strategies. The best scenario, of course, is to hedge an option position using the same month, but sometimes there are scenarios where that hedge is actually too expensive, or there are other issues like a dividend or something, whatever it is that you're trying to make sure you account for. So you just always want to make sure that you're actually covering the risk that you want. And if time, because time is such an important aspect of option trading, I figured we would start right there with time and expiration. So that's it for the topic of the week. Let's go ahead and get into the trade review from last week. And like I mentioned a minute ago, you know, over the last really 2-3 weeks, the market week over week has not done a whole lot. There've been plenty of swings during the week, but when you look at Friday to Friday closes, it's really not been very, very exciting. So keep that in mind, but I'll go ahead and get into the trading review for this week. And I was also going to point out, sorry, I'm all over the place tonight, point out the fact that, you know, when markets are trending sideways, there are great trades that you can take on, like selling straddles, or perfect time to look at iron condors. We're short both a put spread and a call spread in that scenario. So that's what creates the Iron Condor, and you do it in the same underlying on the same time frame as well. So anyway, that's sideways market. Let's go ahead and get into the trade review. So we're going to start off with our covered call. We looked at a company called Hycroft Mining Holding Corporation. That was symbol H as in hotel, Y as in Yankee, M as in Mike, C as in Charlie. Now at the time, the stock was trading for $2.16 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the April 2.5 call at 25 cents, hoping for a maximum return of 27.31% in 2 weeks. Well, this stock, HYMC stock, was unchanged, literally unchanged week over week. It closed at $2.16 per share on Friday. So the call option we sold, it lost some time value. It lost 10 cents. And that leaves us with a net profit if we were to close the trade of 10 cents on the week. Now with stock at this current level, we will most likely keep the full premium we collected for selling the call option, which was 25 cents at expiration, which is this upcoming Thursday. So if you hold on to the stock and let that option expire worthless, you could then look to sell the May call option, which is currently pricing at 35 cents. And that would be for the same strike, the $2.50 strike. So either way, this could present an opportunity to continue to collect high returns on an otherwise non-performing stock. Of course, you can always exit the trade and focus on new opportunities. So it all depends on whether you want to hold the stock longer or if you want to go ahead and close it and assume it's going to be non-performing and walk away. But for those that are looking to close it, you know, unless you truly believe this stock is going to jump up to $2.50 over the next 4 trading days, you're better off just waiting for this call option to expire worthless and then closing the position the following Monday. So that's it for the covered call from last week. No adjustments are required. In fact, if you don't make any adjustments, you'll probably keep the whole 25 cents and you'll still own that stock, which you could turn around and sell another call option against if you so desire. Our next trade for the week, from last week rather, was a credit spread. We looked at ChargePoint Holdings, Inc., symbol C as in Charlie, H as in Hotel, P as in Papa, T as in Tango. Now at the time, the stock was trading for $19.70 per share. I looked at selling the April 19 put spread at 16 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 34 cents. ChargePoint stock fell $2.94, which is painful. Fell $2.94, ending the week at $16.76 per share. That out-of-the-money put spread we sold is now deep in the money. And with just a few more trading days before expiration, I would expect this simply to end in a loss. Now, at this level, the trade will assume its full maximum loss of 34 cents. So I would just go ahead and prepare for that 34 cent loss, even though it's not fully there yet. Typically, we would look to sell a call spread against this put spread, creating an iron condor and trying to limit the losses. However, the higher strike call spreads aren't worth much money, maybe, you know, 5 to 10 cents at this point. And so you can also roll the risk. We don't talk about that much, but you can roll the risk by buying back this April put spread, the in-the-money one, and then selling the May put spread. You could sell the May 16-15 put spread at 36 cents, and that would effectively offset your loss on the trade, but it does also increase your total possible loss to 62 cents. We're going from selling a 50-cent wide spread to selling a $1 wide spread. So you always want to keep that in mind. So I'm more of a fan of taking my short-term, smaller loss and then just moving forward. Now, I do know guys who do very well by simply rolling their risk to another month in order to give the trade a little bit more room to breathe and try and work out. So it all depends on your style of trading and the size, the amount of capital, trading capital you have. But, you know, oftentimes we just look at creating the iron condor, but you can always look at rolling the risk to another month as well. I shouldn't say always, but oftentimes in option trading, you have that opportunity to just close out one trade and then go ahead and sell it out. So the way that would look, just in case any of you missed it, you would end up buying back this 19 half 19 put spread, even though it's already in the money, and then you would turn around and sell another at-the-money put spread in the next month. Or you could go even out to June or wherever you like. But again, for this show, I like to keep the trade. I like to keep my risk small, defined, and in 1 month. Take my loss, roll on to the next trade. So that being said, let's go ahead and get to the debit spread. So we looked at Cameco Corporation, symbol C as in Charlie, C as in Charlie, J as in Juliet. And at the time, the stock was trading for $29.03 per share. I looked at buying the April 28 half 29 call spread for 30 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 20 cents. That would be a maximum return of 66.67% in 2 weeks. Now, Cameco stock rose $1.28, ending the week at $30.31 per share. That's $30.31 per share. This is exactly what we hoped the stock would do. The in-the-money call spread that we bought is now even more in the money, and this spread has 4 more trading days before expiration. So with stock more than $1 above our higher strike for the options, this trade looks like it's going to finish at full value. That will allow this little short-term, this two-week trade, to end with a almost 67% return. That's a nice trade. Not bad for 2 weeks, having your money at risk for 2 weeks. So I obviously wish they all would finish this way. They don't. But this is what I love about option trading. And presumably that's why you guys listen to the show as well. You enjoy it as well. So that's it for the review from last week. Just as a reminder, this upcoming week is a 4-day trading week due to Good Friday being celebrated on Friday, April the 15th. That means that Thursday, April 14th is options expiration day for all monthly options for the month of April. The trades, the new trades that we look at on today's show will use the May 20th expiration date for monthly options in May. So let's go ahead and dive into this. We'll start off with our cover call. I haven't touched this one in a while, but we're looking at Transocean Group, symbol R as in Romeo, I as in India, G as in Golf. The stock ended the week at $4.45 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling that May 4.5 call at 49 cents, which could give me a return of 12.13% over 6 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the stock for $4.45 and selling the May 4.5 call at 49 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $4.50 per share, and the break-even price on this trade is $3.96. In real terms, the stock purchase would require $445, and you'll collect $49 for selling that option. Next up, we've got the credit spread looking at the United States Natural Gas Fund ETF, symbol U as in uniform, N as in November, G as in Golf. The stock ended the week at $22.09 per share. I'm looking at selling the May 22-21 put spread at 43 cents. That could give us a maximum possible loss of 57 cents. Now you enter this trade by selling the May 22 put at $1.92 and concurrently buying the May 21 put for $1.49. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $22 per share. Our break-even price on this one is $21.57 per share. And in real terms, you'll collect $43 per spread that you sell and have $57 at risk. And I just want to highlight one thing on this trade because, you know, whenever I see, for the most part, I sell spreads that are 35 cents or less, and they tend to be the at-the-money spread. So when I see something that's significantly higher, like 43 cents, that might be the options market giving you a little heads up that it's expecting prices to rally or to fall lower because natural gas has gone so high. But the reason I like this trade is, A, there's 6 weeks. We've got 6 weeks for this trade to go out of the money or to expire worthless. And I actually am bullish natural gas because of what's going on with in Europe. You've got Europe offer, many countries in Europe are trying to find ways to lessen their demand for natural gas from Russia. You also have a scenario where the Ukraine was a significant provider of natural gas as well. So this is one of those scenarios where just global conflict, war, actually is creating shortages in natural gas. And even though natural gas is essentially, for the most part, a local commodity, meaning it's kind of landlocked. We don't send that much of our natural gas abroad. Having a discrepancy in price will inspire more assets to be created to send that natural gas over to Europe. But in the short term, that could also create a nice little price floor for natural gas here in the U.S., allowing this price to stay high, at least for the next 6 weeks, so that I make money on my option trade, right? Sorry if that got a little long or boring, but I think many of you know that I have an energy trading background. So we look at this sort of thing. We look at commodities all the time because sometimes commodities, just those disruptions in supply and demand, can create opportunities. And if you pull up the chart for this ETF, it has been rocking and rolling for the last several weeks. There is no surprise there. There's a reason for it. So that's enough of that. Let's go ahead and get into the debit spread for this week. We're looking at Freeport-McMoRan, a mining company. So another commodity play. Symbol is F as in Foxtrot, C as in Charlie, X as in X-ray. Now, the stock ended the week at $48.97 per share. I'm looking at buying the May 47-48 call spread for 65 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 35 cents. That would be a 53.85% return in 6 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the May 47 call for $4.25 and concurrently selling the May 48 call at $3.60. This is a debit spread because we're buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $48 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $47.65 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $65 to enter the spread, and your maximum gain is $35 per spread. As a side note, I did not look at the true at the money. So with stock trading at $48.97, the $49 strike is actually a little closer to the money. So the spread I mentioned just now is already 97 cents fully in the money, right? But if you look at the 48-49 call spread, it has 97 cents of intrinsic value. So we're 3 cents away from it being in the money. And you could pick that one up for 60 cents, which would give you a possible gain of 40 cents, which ups that that reward or that return, maximum return, all the way up to 66.67% over 6 weeks. So just depends on what you like. There are plenty of options in option trading. I hope you guys have a phenomenal weekend. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing it as well. I see it in the numbers. So thank you so much. And as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.